community, it's going to depend on individual members whether they have an opportunity to can attend that dinner by the embassy of the USA. We won't make it a community issue. We will make it an individual member issue, where individual members would, of course, confirm whether they are attending or not attending. All right. In your file, you've got a number of sets of minutes. The first set being the minutes of the 10th of October, 2012. I would ask if there's any comment page by page, in case you have not necessarily read through the minutes. This copy seems to be a draft. This seems to be a draft because it still has underlinings. Which one? And this way? All right, let's sift them through. honorable members would suggest that for now we skip the minutes. They are going to sort out the three sets that are edited. And let's go to the reports. In your file, you've got the report of the 18 to the 22 of June, the oversight report to Free State. And then there will be also the oversight to KwaZulu-Natal. Let's start with the Free State. Would you need time to familiarize yourselves with the report? Okay, let's give you 10 minutes to do so. 5 minutes to do so. Just to browse through, and then we'll go page by page on what you call. All got reports, copies of the reports. All right. Shall we then start with the oversight visit in Free State? Page one, are there any comments, corrections? We'll have to do it page by page so that if you have marked anything, then we'll play more emphasis on the recommendations that have to come from us, if there are any, arising out of the visit. Any comments on page 1? Paragraph 1.2, sentence number, just a grammatic error, very first sentence. Numerous laws have been enacted and amended. For example, the Mineral and Petroleum Resources Development Act, Mining Charter is amended, Beneficiation and Job Creation Strategies, Miners and Safety Act, and Housing and Living Standards. The committee had not tested the levels of compliance by mines on these laws. Hence the visits have been informed by that requirement. It's just to make it reader friendly. Any other comment on page 1? Okay. Page 2. Again, it's a grammatic error. Inspection list is divided according to community area. Main mining companies in area and so forth and so forth. Right? Yeah. Okay. These pages are not numbered as well. But let's go with it. 1, 2, 3, page 4. Page 5. It's a copy of what we were given by DMR, just translated into a report. Page 6, page 7, page 8. The thing is that these reports are old, since June last year, which is bad. We struggle to get hold of them. Page 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 15. We'll have to correct that on page 16. That editing mark. So that when it goes to HC, it doesn't contain that. 17. I did. Dundach. I want us to pay more attention on this conclusion. These conclusions are like findings. I think we would have to change the heading. Just go back here. Final of the committee. While the committee had no knowledge of the force for its mind before the visit, it was impressed by the manner in which the presentations of the mind conducted the overall mind operations at a high level. Let's just go back. Let's start on point four. Recommendations by the committee. Because if we don't pay attention to these recommendations, they will be our recommendations. Unfortunately, in this report, the recommendations are not at the end. They are in the middle. Point 4 will be the compliance. 4.1 is Petra. 4.2, then comes the recommendation. The committee advised the mind that it should prepare a presentation and a detailed report on the elements of the mining charter, as it neither had a prepared presentation nor the proper report. The mine should comply with mining laws so that it can fight its battles being covered by compliance to the... Yes. 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 That's where we're getting to. But you must read these recommendations that are written here. Because these recommendations that are written here are what you said at the mine. So the first one is just on above 4.2. So you must read those. Because they then say to us, this is what we said to the company. Then our own recommendations will go according to what you're saying. Our own recommendation is the committee. We will then put them as the last item to say we recommend, therefore, the following. But these are the recommendations we made on the spot. Whether we let it remain recommendations or we change it to observations, to findings, basically by the committee, it's what we must discuss here. But let's look at what is contained in there. The mine should comply with mining laws so that it can fight its battles, being covered by compliance to the law and implement what the laws say. Discussions between Petra and Department of Mineral Resources should be conducted that will assess what is expected from the quarry to make it compliant. Interaction between the quarry and the regional manager should take place in order to iron out all allegations and the perceived negative attitude. The quarry should send a report of all these deliberations to portfolio committee by the end of June. Maybe we should lift that. Eh? We should lift the DMR basically here. That's what we said. But we should then make it a recommendation that Petra Quarry should appear before the portfolio committee. But we'll come to the recommendations as we go on. for the Portfolio Committee in Parliament. Right. DPS. Mine is an open pit mine operation situated there. It was acquired by DPS from Forsport Diamond. So you easily not change here that the DMR should send a report. Elements of the mining charter, the reporting, the express, Sport constituted 74% by DBS, 26% shareholding by Bonard, okay. Does not have wholesales and all employees are residing in their private homes. Procurement. Under Forsport mine, you go to the area that says opinion of the committee. It discusses all the elements of the mining charter, still under 4.2, but at the end of 4.2, it makes reference to the opinion of the committee. While the committee had no knowledge of the Forsport mine before the visit, however, it was impressed by the manner in which presentations of the mine were conducted, the overall mine operations and high level of preparedness, informative presentations and the high degree of professionalism. There was overall compliance with the employment equity framework and management seemed to be hands-on. The committee encouraged management to improve on the 26% ownership required by law. The required minimum training of employees, minimum requirement for employment and on skills transfers. There's a contradiction here on this opinion. When you look at the ownership pattern, the mining charter element on ownership, it says 76% is owned by 74% is owned by TBS and 26% is owned by Bonahal. Now I don't understand this recommendation of the improvement. Here what we were saying was that the company should involve more communities in terms of its shareholding. Must be specific here. Yeah. On capital goods. Then 4.3 Hammond Gold. all right as it is. Yeah, because their minimum requirement is grade 12 for their intake. It's a concern that we have raised with them. Okay. Harmony Gold, Joel and Simone. Let's again go to 4.3. Let's again go to the ownership patterns here. Information was not readily available. Must make a follow-up here. Harmony Gold, Joel and Masmo. Let it go to recommendations. Harmony Gold, both Joel and Massimo Mines must finish the portfolio committee with their report. Their report on ownership patterns. Concerns raised by the committee under this heading. The committee commended the cleanliness of the Joel mine underground and the health record of safety. However, the following concerns were raised. The heat level under which employees are working underground, wooden pillars that are used for support, ownership of the mine, procurement processes and procedures. Representation of HDSA management were not clearly stated. Mining skills versus gold prices and future plans for the mine. The use of contractors and transformation in terms of skills development, inclusive working management, and the number of females employed. Okay. That sounds reflective of what we have said. All right. Stop me in my tracks if you have any comments that you want to make. Goldfields and Bitrix. Again, here the ownership structure is discussed. Procurement, enterprises development. Let's go to concerns that we raised as a committee. Unfortunately, this document is not numbered. It will have to be numbered. Okay. You've numbered it. Four point four. Goldfields goes through to. Contains quite a number of what is that? There are no pages. It's saying 4.4. I don't know who made that I don't know who made that, so they will have to go back and give us one figure. Because there are two figures there of what hit us. Unfortunately, the case has passed on. King will have to clarify that. All right. Then there's point five, which is the conclusion. The committee was to deliberate and provide an opinion on the compliance or non-compliance of the mines to mining laws and to the mining charter. In its observation, the committee was impressed by the following achievements by mine: the high level of knowledge shown by the full sport management team and the manner. Now, you are addressing gold fields and then you're recommending about TBS. Petra Ilya versus NZ Observation School. High level of knowledge shown by the food sport management. The committee was concerned with the minimum requirements for employment, which is grade 12. There that grade 12 comes in. Harmony Mines, Masimong and Joel. The handover of Masimong housing project, especially with the formation of housing, which also caters for people with disabilities. The high levels of compliance to regulations shown by management. Cleanliness, health and safety measures, all fields, nutrition support that the Beatrix Mine gives to schools of the host communities and the training center for communities were noted as the achievement of the mine. Committee noted that the presentations left enough information with regard to ownership and organizational structure, employment equity, with the provision of broken down equity figures and organogram, human resources development, housing and living conditions, health and safety statistics required was sent to the committee secretary on the 29th of June. Was this information sent? Yeah, just check with the key level.
Mm-hmm.
So they were living in different. Yes. Is that wrong?
These are workers, and they can live together. These are people. That was our argument. Argument advanced. But we were told about the history of miners and a need for them to be reorientated.
I think that explanation makes sense. Because already we were complaining in one mind that there was a rape. That is okay, that is okay. Now if you simply amalgamate them at the go in terms of sharing living arrangements, sharing baths and all of that, the probability of another sexual attack is high in that way. So, yes. It's a communal arrangement. The hostels are arranged in this manner. You would have one door, entrance and exit, but inside you have different rooms for sleeping. So when we talk about single accommodation arrangement, we talk about inside those rooms where a person must sleep on his or her own. But then at a communal arrangement, they will have to share kitchen, they will have to share bathroom, they will have to share toilet facilities. So in that situation, because you won't be able to make it like a hotel where a person has got his own private room with bathroom and toilet and everything. It's a communal arrangement which also saves them some cost, but at least it gives a decency and a dignity to workers, because workers used to sleep 12 in one room. The beds would be, above and below each other. So this kind of an arrangement is more decent. But then as a communal arrangement, they will have to share some of these facilities that they have. What we were checking there is the occupancy rate. Do they occupy 2 per room, or do they occupy 3 per room, or do they occupy 4 per room, or 1 per room? Because the target is 1 person per room in the money data by 2014. All hostels, they must have an occupancy rate of 1 per room. Facilities. Okay. All right. I think we've taken note of that, and but with an understanding that they will have to share the other facilities, as long as the occupancy rate becomes what we are desiring. Otherwise, yes. 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 Okay. Let's work on what other recommendations do we have as the committee. We will now have a heading of recommendations, because these other headings will have to change to the conclusions and observations. For instance, where it says recommendation in the body of the report, it will be the observations of the committee. If there's anything else that we have, for example, we'll have to take the petrol quarry issue. We're recommending that petrol quarry must appear before the portfolio committee in Parliament to further discuss their compliance to the mining laws. Bambi. Right. Lepa. Okay. Then DMR must improve its working relationship with Petro Quarry.
If I could comment on this one, Chairperson. The manner in which, or the way in which this complaint by Petro Quarry came about was as a result of DMR not having accompanied us right through the trip. As a result, the mine could level accusations to DMR without DMR responding. I think in the Eastern Cape we did it very well, where in the presence of DMR, companies would say their say. And in the presence, in fact, DMR would tell the mine that, or would remind the mine about how they interacted. What the mine would be saying, DMR is not interacting with us. I think that was a mishap with this oversight. Because DMR would come, make a presentation and go. You see, when we interact with the mine, they are not there to defend themselves. As a result, we found all these allegations that came about.
Yeah. No, you're quite right. But I think in the recommendations, we'll have to emphasize that DMR must improve its working relationship with Petra Quarry and other mines. Because if indeed their inability to be with us actually exposed them to allegations after allegation in each and every mining company we went to, you are quite correct. They were accused of this and that. All right. Then we come back to the Harmony Gold. Harmony Gold, both Joel and Simone mines must furnish the portfolio committee with their reports on ownership patterns. They must furnish the portfolio committee with their reports on ownership patterns. You got that? Right. No. We're saying Harmony Gold did not give us. No. We're doing the overall recommendations now. We're doing the overall recommendations. A new topic altogether from the document. Yes, that's us now recommending that this company must still send us their report on ownership patents. They didn't give us. Yeah. Who owns them? When we were there, we were testing the mining charter element of ownership. They would tell us that they are PE compliant or they are not. They would say so much percentage belongs to this particular company and so much percentage belongs to the community and ESOPs, the workers. So in the case of Amway Gold, they didn't have that information in their presentation. So they must send that to us. We don't know. This is what we say they must send to us. We don't want to guess. That's the problem. We needed to hear it from them directly or from GMR to say who owns this Harmony Gold. They must give us their stats themselves. We haven't got it. So hence we say under recommendations, the committee section will pursue them, that they must send that information to us, so that we know who owns them. Because even the department was not there to enlighten us on the ownership. So if we use the general knowledge, yes, we'll say Goldfields, ARM, and all of that form Harmony. But we don't want to do that because these ownership patterns change. In the middle, what used to be owned by this particular mining house is owned by another, as we speak. So rather them give us the information. Okay? The other matter, honorable members, is that throughout the Free State, we found the department to be mean on the count. Not only for state, KZL, it was a similar situation, especially on compliance unit. They are literally not there. We're saying therefore that the Minister of Mineral Resources and the DMR must capacitate the provincial offices of DMR, especially the compliance monitoring unit. I don't know if my memory serves me correct. In Free State, in KZN, in the Eastern Cape, there was only one person per province who is responsible to monitor the compliance of all these mines. For instance, in KZN, they are responsible for about 260 mines, but there's one person in their provincial office that must make sure that there's compliance. Leave out the mine inspectors, but people who are ensuring that the mines comply to the mining laws. Only one per province, and which is a problem. That's why we say that the minister and the department, they must capacitate those offices so that we can then ensure that there are people who go around from time to time at intervals to go and ensure that there is compliance. Is there anything else that you want to recommend, honorable member, so that we can then adopt this restricted. Yes, Honorable Wong.
A few companies that went through to, they were all complaining about the local municipality not giving them amount support. They were waiting on the municipalities for projects, to approve projects or to give them land or to help facilitate them. And it happened through several different companies. I'll suggest that the municipalities who are, the officials who are responsible for the LED projects or to approve the LED projects also come with us next time, also be with us so that we can actually sort something else. Otherwise a few of the months just going to say, well, we've been waiting, that's why we haven't been able to get anything done. So I think that would solve a solution.
Yeah, I think also to support number one, one of the things that you mentioned is that what you normally omit when you go to these places is the responsibilities by the local municipality. Where we noted and we mentioned even to some of the companies that there's a tendency where government will give its part of the project and the companies would give their part of the project. But you find that in the report, the government component is not put out to say this is how much the government contributed in relation to those projects. So as a result, we should also make means out of our oversight visits that we also have appointments with the municipality so that we can see this coordination in the way they carry out their responsibilities. And if the IGPs are aligned such that it's possible for them to then coordinate with the companies in the relevant areas to focus on key projects that are in need to the local community.
All right. Which minister do municipalities fall under? Minister of Administration.
It's administration. Oh. It, no, it's
cooperative government.
Cooperative government. COCTA.
Okay, let's say.
Mr. Baloyi. Honorable Baloyi.
The Minister of Cooperative Governance. What is this full title? No, the full title. Local government and cooperative government, eh? Traditional affairs. No, we'll find the proper, proper governance. We say that this minister must ensure that, municipalities cooperate with mining companies on matters of LED. All right, members, we're saying that the Minister of Cooperative Governance must ensure that municipalities cooperate with mining companies on matters of LED and IDP. All right, okay. Any other recommendation? Okay. With all of that, can we then approve... in the report. All right. Let us therefore deliberations on oversight visit. To Free State. All right. Do we approve this report? Can I get a mover? Honorable Njobo. Moved by Honorable Njobo. Do we have a seconder? Seconded by Honorable Wong.
Chairperson, with the correction on my name.
Yes, sir.
With the correction on my name, my initial is B, not E.
Nigo E.
Nigo E, no matter Nigo Uni.
Right. Ilando Machegi, whom the band. Over Yanga in a good register, I'll check. Let's see. So, but E instead of B, maybe you'll find it in all reports. Well, it looks right. Any objections? Okay. Well, I'll tend.
Should be invited to Parliament.
Yes.
We should not leave out the regional DMR.
Petra Kwari, what did you say about DMR, Kwenji? Oh, we said DMR must improve, eh, Stine? Must improve working relations. So you say to the invitation to Petra, you must also go with that of DMR. Why do we say this now? Well, we're dealing with the head office. They will say, who do they send? We must not get low to that level of
won't we then be faced with a situation where the relevant regional office is then able to come and support itself to show the work is direct in this instance to say that this regional office is the one that must improve its relations with Petra. But they should be the ones who must come and account to us.
Remember, in all our visits, we would be introduced by a national person. What's the name of that lady? Yeah, Ramon. They would then bring reinforcement themselves. If we say DMR, we're not specifying the region. We just say DMR. Then DMR itself will see who to send in the situations. Okay. Let us then move to the report of KZN. It's more similar. Any comments on page 1 of this report? None. Page 2, Honorable Tito, you are still recorded as E instead of B. That will be corrected. Page 3, page 4, similar to that, page 5, page 6, it's not, these pages are not numbered, same thing, page 5, page 6, page 7, just check something here, overview by the department, Richards Bay Minerals, mining and so forth. There are no... Okay. Legal requirements, beneficiation, safety, rehabilitation, some kind of calories here. Yeah. Okay, page 7. Page 8. This is one of the companies that you said it must appear before us, eh? The ZEC, yeah. Safety, page 8, Zinoju. Then page 12, page 13, page 14. Then the opinion of the committee. The committee commended information and experience given by the mine. Which mine is this? Some care. Mutual relationship with community leaders shown and confirmed by the presence of traditional leadership in KCMM Kwanazi from Kukanyuni, traditional council, and Nkosi Mkhwana is the chairperson of Mpukunyoni additional council. The committee further recommended the right direction in the formation of top management of the mine. Health and safety programs which depicts and occupational diseases, low accident rate and training programs for employees, health and safety, mining program which depicts 20 years and beyond. The trustees of traditional board should negotiate a seat in the board so that it cannot only manage the board but also be accountable. Ownership pattern and structure which was confusing, especially on B ownership. The benefits accrued to the community, its sustainability and the stake on accruals of the trust. Lack of employees' empowerment as they only benefit on salaries, while 18%, which is only management, also benefit on shares. Lack of rehabilitation plans, no social and labor plans that you should include. Yes. Generally, if you would recall here, except Richards Bay Minerals, all these companies were totally not compliant. I don't know why King and I are here. Page 9. mask. In the process thing.
There was the issue here in terms of the Amani health and safety statistics. We were doubting the accuracy of their stats. We were doubting issues related to non-reported cases. Where we were doubting at whether the training is sufficient in terms of where this example of the emergency bag that they carry in terms of opening it and if the people were competent enough to open that in good time should there be an accident on the ground. And there didn't seem to be a correlation of explanations which made us doubt as to whether they are getting sufficient training.
Mm.
And they also appeared there, there were strains in the relationship of the different unions that are represented there. I hope I'm thinking of the fact my name is a bit lost.
Both minds. I think the mind is Zach.
Is it Zach?
Yeah. The one where we said they must appear for us.
Because is that in freight?
Eh?
Is it the freight man?
Yes.
Besides the freight man, prior to that, there was a man there in Zululand where it was dry, there was no water in the rivers, and the communities with the king, they were complaining of
my money lines
of a need, of a poor relationship with the chief. Often they are desperate need for water, of the dust that's being generated by the men on the roads.
Both is that the Somkele in a similar situation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they are out there in the outlying areas of Zululand.
Of Zululand.
Yeah. Okay. What was in your mind?
There was a serious issue query about their mine health and safety strategies where we felt that that needs to be another report needs to be sent and there should be monitoring. There should be monitoring in terms of their mine health and safety issues. It wasn't convincing the way they gave us their statistics, number one, in terms of reporting fatalities, in terms of reporting minor ailments.
If you read that recommendation, it tells you exactly that. Because it says,
which page are you?
I've got numbered. Under opinion of the committee. Before 4.3. You see, it tells you that we always acknowledge the involvement of traditional leadership. But then we were saying the committee further commended the right direction on the formation of the top management of the mine, health and safety programs which depicts occupational diseases, low accident rates. But then, however, we raised this concern, the bullet points. The trustees of the traditional board that the company should negotiate a rate and so forth, ownership patterns, structures, benefits accrued to communities, lack of employees' empowerment, lack of rehabilitation, no social and labor plan. I don't know if you're not referring to that. And then it comes to Zach. Zach would be... I don't know where these figures come from. Because this Zeka is not my information. Ownership patterns go Zeka, which constitute 6% by MNC and 74% by Riversdale. 6% of MNC is constituted by Zeka Employment Economic Trust with 9% shareholding, Community Trust with 13% shareholding, and Siakula Songa Consortium Group with 4% shareholding. The community trust comprises four Amakosi who appointed Justice Mwenya to manage the trust on their behalf. Yes. The Dutch. Housing and living conditions. Zerk operations of company accommodation, which accommodates 508 employees. Procurement and enterprise development. Zerk procurement of capital goods for year 2011 was 57% on PE entities, 62%, and so forth. Employment equity, HDSA representation. The community structure there was in dispute, in serious dispute. Concerns raised by the committee, there will come. The preparations and the manner in which the committee was welcomed, however, raised the concerns on the manner in which the mine was reporting, as it seems as if they did not know what to report about. You know, this guy contradicts himself. You can't say you commend a company on the preparations and the manner in which committee was welcomed, and then your very first bullet point says you have a concern on the manner in which the mine was reporting, as it seems as if they did not know what to report about. First sentence you say you are commending them, second sentence immediately you say they don't know nothing about what they were supposed to be. There seems to be a problem here. I think we should just stick to the concerns that were raised. Take out the first sentence, because this is the mine where there was a serious confusion. Yes. Was reporting as it seems as if they did not know what to report about. However, the committee will take a decision of either to summon the mine to parliament or the committee to come back for a follow-up visit. Mine ownership constitution of Zerk board and community representation in the ownership structure. Payouts of dividends and what informed the mine to give 9% of shareholding to Zerk Employment Economic Trust. Procurement, as it does not have a spending breakdown of budget, Afra and HDSA service providers, as it has caused animosity within communities on the allegation of the use of Casimira trading. Ownership of the mine, procurement processes and procedures in management. So we're concerned with everything. You can't then commend them and then you have a serious concern. Transformation in terms of skills development, inclusive working management, and the number of female employees employed, and environment management and rehabilitation, air pollution measurement, storage system of explosives, and water management. So all our concerns are here. When they come here on that date, we want to listen to them respond on these things. Bamin money line. The money line EEP is the KZN. But we said we want Free State, one company from Free State and one company from KZN. The Zerk, which is in this one we want instead of Petra Quarry. We want Petra Quarry. The Bamin money line mine will follow. Now it's Lungsweni Ndonga program. Sifuna two mines in KZN, and then we said Sifuna two mines in Free State. Yes, Petra Quarry, Ney Pigoje, in Free State. Eh? Yeah, Z4. I'm not sure whether it was coal fields. Coal fields. You remember coal fields? we couldn't go there. When we arrived, it was already too late. We couldn't even go to their operations. He called me, such as an inviter, he's a snake here. But we must check if they did not come when the mines came on the mining charter workshop. We must just check first. Okay. Yes, yes. But we'll just send you the dates up. For now, Sister Fumana is at the Petroquar. And then in the next one, I will start in Pamin and another mine in Free State to come and appear before us. Okay?
Can I check something, sir?
Yes.
Is Hululu
here? Yeah. He has arrived. The eagle has landed. Can we break for tea? Because I'm worried that tea and coffee is going to get cold. 5 minutes. Let's then continue your... Hey, sorry, honorable member. Kaulez Mame. Then go back, sorry for that. The last page which deals with conclusions. Yes.
That we should take note that the opposition has left.
Mm.
And it goes back to the issue where we were complaining that they normally want to intervene in the type of oversight visits that we take. But at the end of the day, they don't attend those oversight visits. Now they are fitted with a dilemma that they were not part of this oversight. We are approving reports being the African National Congress. So it should not be an issue later on if you are delivering reports in the House.
Okay. Now you see, Parliament is structured in such a way that even people who don't participate in this committee, they deliberate on issues of this committee when it comes to the main chamber. It's an arrangement that I don't know. For instance, you'll find a person from ACDP when we either pass a bill or we present a report, they will talk. But they have never, ever, ever been in this committee. So I'm saying they might go away and prepare themselves that when we deliver the report, they would play some games. But it will be noted that they walked away because they had nothing to say, because they were not party to the oversight. I think that's what we will be looking at. Okay, back to the measurement. Yes.
Before you go back, Chair, I just wanted to check, where is our researcher, Sbongiseni?
We were going to do that once we were done, but we might as well do it now. We do have a new researcher. Sibongiseni has now been appointed the, what do you call this, a content advisor to Portfolio Committee on Labor. We have a new researcher who's going to introduce himself. Can you give us briefly who are you?
Chair, my name is Martin Nicol. I was an official of the National Union of Mine Workers for 10 years, and I promoted investment in the mining industry in Toronto, the center of the mining investment, for the Department of Trade and Industry for 4 years. The last decade, I've been involved more in municipal and local government issues of economic development, beneficiation of natural resources, and so forth. So my claim to competence is across the board of dealing with the issues that the mining industry covers, and I'm very honored to be in this position where I can assist this committee in its work.
There you are. Where?
My name's Martin Nicol.
Chair, we welcome Martin, but we are very unfortunate in the committee. We are given people who don't qualify for this job. Let's hope he does, and we welcome him.
He can give us his credentials. He has given us his experience. He can give us his qualifications. Eh? Oh. Okay. Hey? He's here to stay.
I retire in 10 years' time, sir.
Okay. Fine. Welcome, Martin. That's the answer. Sorry. We're on that. We had him spontaneously gone already. There was no catches to say to us, look, he's now moving, shifting from this direction to that direction. And but that's how this institution works. So I'm sure that position is higher than this one. So he went for greener pastures. Yeah. Okay, back to the document. The committee thanks the participation of the Department of Mineral Resources as it was part of the delegation in all mining companies. That's now in KZN. It also assisted the committee in soliciting correct information wherever there was misleading information from companies. However, the committee's observations, the DMR was requested to, one, place emphasis on the definitions and meanings of terms in the scorecards, as there was inconsistency in the understanding of the HTSA definition. Two, monitor the high competent interest that led to community conflicts of hosting, not hoisting, it's hosting communities, especially in Zululand anthracite colliery. To address, monitor and coach mining companies in enforcing compliance and challenges, especially to Zululand and Bar Mines and Bar Mine mines, and to inform the committee of any improvement shown by these two mining companies. The committee will advance its opinion on visited companies after it has studied the report, but generally the visit composed of mixture of companies, that is the good and the bad companies in terms of compliance. Now, number six, our recommendations. I know you can leave the conclusion as it is. Yeah. our recommendations. I think the first recommendation that comes would be that of Zach and Barmine.
Chairperson, we noted that the ownership, the issue of ownership under the mining charter does not seem to be well interpreted by almost all of them. And it does seem like, because of the lack of detail in the mining charter overall, in terms of what is expected, it doesn't really give us a true reflection of true transformation in relation to, for example, each of those sectors, of the nine sectors within the mining charter. This we observed in almost three or four of those mines, where you find that the understanding of the 74-26% does not seem to be well understood as to what is expected out of them. I think as the committee, it's one of the areas that we need to stress to DMR even later on, especially that we are going to be dealing with the MPRDA, that something should be done to review, I'd say, sectors of the scorecard, sectors of the charter itself, to be more detailed in what is expected from companies, so that there's better understanding in relation to that. And the DMR should, like they normally would have these roadshows, which are not any significance from our observations, should actually have a similar practice or a similar like training or share of information, if I may say so, to companies, detailing to them exactly what to be expected out of them from the mining charter. Because almost all three or four of the mines that went to KZN, we find there is an issue when it comes to the issue of ownership patterns and the way they lay out their structure and organogram.
Is it a matter that they don't understand, or is it a matter that it's deliberate? Because when you enter into business, by law, you are supposed to familiarize yourself with laws that are there. And so at this stage, you would find out that you go to a company and they say, no, we're compliant. Meanwhile, they're doing actually funding instead of complying to the requirements of the mining charter. So DMR can do as much as they can, but if companies don't want to comply, they will not comply in the true sense. Because we can't require DMR to hold workshops for companies. Companies are supposed to familiarize themselves with the laws of the country. It's like any individual. If you want to open business, you go through the mining companies. You go through the Companies Act to understand where must your company be registered and how. You go to the sector specific in terms of the laws that are there. So that's why they have lawyers and all these people to defend themselves before entering into business. Now, the MPRDA amendments, I think, we'll have to look at. I don't know how do they look like. I haven't seen them. No. So we will have to be vigilant ourselves when it gets to the MPRDA. Once they are tabulated in Parliament, they would be referred to the Speaker would refer them to us, and then we will start the process. Then, perhaps we might start by going through a workshop. We look at what expertise do we need, and we go into a workshop and workshop those amendments to understand first and foremost what is it that they are seeking to change. And secondly, to see whether we agree with those changes or not. And thirdly, if we have our own amendments, as we go around, like you have mentioned, as we go around, we're picking up things, and then if we find there's a weakness in a particular set of laws, then we would need to then effect those changes, pauses on our side. Let's come to recommendations, Honourable Member, otherwise we'll have no time. Yes.
On the MPRDA, there's a need for this committee to meet with the Energy Committee because we are busy with the ISMO bill, and that the MRDS got an effect on that Eskom bill. And the independent systems operator. And so the Energy Committee has been asked to meet with the mineral resources on the MPRDA. So I'm saying those are some of the delays, Chairperson.
We will hear when Energy comes and approaches us for that meeting. And I'm sure we'll honor it, like we have done with this bill that was passed yesterday by Rural Development. Yes, Honorable Khulu.
Thank you very much, Chair. By the way, what is the difference between observations and recommendations? They are almost the same, isn't it?
No.
They're not the same.
Because observations is what... Yes, yes.
Yeah, because what I wanted to say is that on our visit to this KZN, the main concern amongst all these mining companies that we visited in the communities, the concerns that they raised were, for instance, the question of employment of foreign people, not from within the communities themselves. Now, that's an observation. I don't know how to recommend there now with that one, whether we should recommend that those mining companies should change the strategy of employing people who are not from within the communities where they operate. Because it's a concern that wherever you go, you find those concerns from the communities. Thank you.
Well, Honorable Khululu, I think as we went on, we corrected that perception. You can't have a situation where in a country like ours, you balkanize it so that people from this area must get work from this area. People from that area must get work from that area. It's going to be problematic. It's going to be problematic. We even said it to the unions, we even said it to some of the armed forces and the companies themselves, that they will have to strike a balance. Well, if they want to impose quota, it's up to them, but they will have to strike a balance. We can't recommend, you know, to Parliament that they must employ from local, because it's dangerous. It says, you know, we are now encouraging a division, because people used not to like the mines before. That's why there were paper offices all over the shop. Local people used not to like mining. They took that to be a dirty job and hard work. But now, because opportunities of employment are diminishing as time goes by, then locals want to be part and parcel of those developments. So let's allow them space to manage that situation, because you may find a situation where mines in Gauteng will just say all those who are not from Gauteng must go back home. Mines in Free State will say all those who are not from Free State must go home. Mines in Mpumalanga will say all those who are not from Mpumalanga must go away. Then you have an instability of a serious nature in the what you call. So maybe we should leave that out, but understanding that we did pick this up. But we can't put it in our documents to make it part of the recommendations or even observations for that matter, because it's a non-issue, really. The employment must be open to everybody. You must be allowed to go and work wherever you can find a job. And finding that job, you find an accommodation at the same time. I hope that clarifies to you. It means people who are outside of the area and people who are from other countries.
No,
No, I think that's what we're clarifying to the honourable member, and I think he understands. Yeah.
What I meant, sir, it's not only people who come from outside the country, but also who come from other provinces. Because those people, the consensus was that they've got a lot of unemployed people from within that area of operation. Now, they are saying that the first priority should be given to people who are from that area of operation. That was the argument that I picked up from those communities when we went there. That priority should be given to people who are from that area.
But I think we understand one another when we say we can't contain it in our own documents. Let the companies manage it as they move on, because the message has been that create the space for the locals. For instance, if you're going to open a new mine, all you bring are the skilled personnel. The rest you must take it from within that locality. But we cannot undo the historical developments. Even foreign people. You've got people from Lesotho, you've got people from Swaziland, you've got people from Mozambique, and so forth, that have been working in the mines for 30 years or more. So those people have got their employment arrangements set up for them. In fact, we as South African companies went outside of our borders to go and recruit them. There were TEPA offices in Mozambique, in Swaziland, in all these places, Lesotho. Those TEPA offices were responsible to recruit people for work in the mines. And we can't now all of a sudden sever ties with them and think that they would leave that line low in that fashion. Yeah. But fine, I think your sentiments are carried, because even when we left, we said to the companies, prioritize your local labor. But we don't want to make law, otherwise it's going to be problematic. Okay, honourable members, we're running out, out of time. We're saying that we want Zach and Moneyline Mines to appear before the Portfolio Committee in Parliament. We'll give them dates. Already others are in this date. That's the first recommendation. And that maybe under conclusion we should add another bullet point that says generally the mines in KZN are not compliant. To mining laws. Alright, that's now under the conclusion. And then we follow with this recommendation. The second recommendation could be the similar one that we've made, that the minister in the department, the Minister of Mineral Resources, and GMR must improve capacity of GMR offices in the province, in provinces. Especially compliance units. It was even there. DMR itself complained about being overstretched and being undercapacitated in terms of that. Honorable members, then shall we adopt this report, KZN, suicide report. About what?
It has been a problem for some time, and it has been complained for some time, even from DNMR when they give us their report, that one of their biggest obstacles is the issue of undercapacitation. And as a result, they are unable to carry out their functions effectively. This also then emanates to the fact that perhaps they're lacking oversight in their going to their visitation to mines because of the way they are stretched out and the long distances that they travel between mines. And nothing seems to be improving in relation to that.
Yeah. Now that's why in the recommendation we're making it specific that the minister and the department, in this instance the DG, they must make sure that they capacitate those. So once these reports are adopted by the House, the instruction will come from the Speaker to the Minister to say, Parliament requires you to do A, B, C, and D. And then it's up to us to monitor whether the Minister does that or not. Honourable Holden?
I think with that one, actually, they'll simply tell you one thing, that the budget is not enough. So that I think as a portfolio committee, maybe we need to recommend that they increase the budget so that they cover all those costs for capacitating the officials and those. I think the budget now has to come in there. We need to recommend that they need to increase the budget for the department for them to capacitate those people.
How do you increase the budget when the minister says the budget is enough? Yeah. So what we're doing is to recommend that they must do A, B, C, and D. That it means they must find money for them to do that. Now, we're doing this recommendation just for the budget. So, which means if they have not budgeted enough money for them to expand, that is their own problem. We will forever lament this. Because when you speak to them, you remember in the last budget, we were complaining that the amount given to the department is small. And the response of the minister was that, no, it's manageable. Which means they are satisfied as the department. And they can't come back and say to us, no. For instance, as they say now, they cannot come because of financial problem challenges. The following question is, why didn't you budget? Because they know the calendar of the, what you call, of Parliament. Fortunately, the minister is a member of Parliament. So, yes, they would have to find that money. Okay, can we have a move? Honorable Begani. Seconda. Honorable Sondo. Seconda, I'm on a Sizzle Humber. Seconda, I'm on a Sizzle Humber. Because I've got problem this Sunday. Yeah? Yeah. Then, honorable members, let's get on to the minutes. I hope we are now given the sets that have been corrected. I don't think that it would be fair to us to go through these minutes now. Why don't we give you time to read them? all of them, so that when we come back, we just move page by page. And since this is going to end, that needs to work on as a 31.
Then
you have to be
three,
you've got 7 sets here.
10, 16, 17, 20,
members, you will then have to read this minute, because first thing next week we're dealing with this 7 minutes. We will then have to pick up speed. We'll go page 1, page 2, adopted move. So we're giving you opportunity to go and read this minute. Now for now, let's to the program. Today we were supposed to have that fracturing of Shane case. Next week we're going to have Zach, which is the Zululand anthracite colliery, not mine line, but Petra. Or should, wait, did you write already to this mine line? You have not returned to them as yet. Petra Quarry. So we, what did they say? Okay. Money line. Okay. No. But another date, no, not this one. We must write to Petra Quarry to then. And then we're discussing final deliberations on the update by the Department of Mineral Resources, Department of Labor, on this thing, Aurora Grofley. I think we need to now finalize this matter once and for all and move on to it. Then on Wednesday, the 20th of March, is the impact of the State of Nation Address on Mineral Resources. The President mentioned mining several times. Adoption of an oversight visit to Eastern Cape. I think this one came at a very good time. Emolendo discussed a report 6 months or 8 months down the line. You basically can't remember. This one comes at a good time because we were in Eastern Cape in January. At least our memories are still fresh, so we'll be able to discuss it with fresh minds. Then there will be the mining charter situation on the 27th of March. Then 2nd April, starting off a constituency period, and then we will come back in the next year. In the next next term. Yeah. Well, it's a consideration of the of my other report.
So it's a thing, but there
is yes. All right. USA Embassy. Obviously, still in my watch. The sub members will avail themselves, those who are available. Okay. Honorable members, I think that takes care of today's deliberations. And we would want you to go and prepare yourselves for the budget vote speech this afternoon. Thank you very much. You want something?
Yeah, I just said that one of the officials here passed away.
No, didn't you adopt it? Eh?
Oh, Mr. Mkhize, I heard that he passed away. Mr. Mkhize, that the official that used to work with us here.
Where did you get that from? Osmasa, Mama, Doctor, program. I forgot to ask for him over in the second on the program. Please take a seat. Honorable Hululu, I don't know, I don't understand what you're talking about.
I heard you mentioning that. You said Mr. Mkhize passed on.
Yes.
Yes.
But have you been officially notified?
No.
So we can't discuss that.
Okay.
Yes. Oh. Can't discuss that. No. Because it's through the grapevines. I don't know if you've seen a notice. Is there a notice to notify people about the funeral or what? What did you want us to discuss then? Honorable members, let's get a mover in the second on the program. Honorable Mangele moves. It's seconded by Honorable Colon. Okay. Hey,